You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. And like I promised, first we talked about the affordable housing crisis and how they can't find any sites to build affordable housing.
Not yet.
Well, they will.
I'm trying to be hopeful here.
Be hopeful. Keep an open mind. There's a way to get it done. My friends at Metronomic are doing it. They're doing it. They're building a couple of deals right now.
I've been looking for the perfect bridge.
We're getting close, Wanda. Right. We're getting close. Okay. I really think the solution for you is finding the right house behind the house on Miami Beach and living in one of those back houses on Miami Beach.
I like a back house.
You should kind of drive around. You should drive around and take a
look. I like the Magnum PI way of living.
Man, that's pretty good, too.
That's how I'd like to live.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about this off air. I've got a couple of ideas for you.
Okay.
All right. See, I can even help Wanda find a place to live.
If you can help me,
Well, I will help you, I promise.
You are a miracle worker, though.
Well, we know that. Look what I did for Vivian.
Yeah.
I love that
woman. Speaking of which, we'll get to her soon.
She's next. Okay, so let's talk about how I find deals. We're going to talk basic blocking and tackling. This came up the other day. I had a young person in my car. We were going up and down the street, and suddenly I realized that he didn't know what was going on, and I needed to stop and tell him point number one. Point number one is you're going to drive up and down that street four or five times in that same day. You'll see something different every single time. Young person came in my car with one of those little post-it note thing. It was a big one, but it was a post-it note. I said, dude, you need the big legal pad. And what are you going to do? You're going to draw a line up and down that legal pad, and you're going to start numbering the stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in order. In numerical order, so you'd be able to keep track, and so your thoughts will look organized when you share them with somebody. So you're going to drive up and down the street four or five times. I used to do it before they had this point and shoot where you could go online and see who owned the property. I had to do it by what they call meets and bounds. Oh my God, it was horrific. And then about 10 years ago in Clearwater, St. Pete's, Pine Ellis, we'll call it Pine Ellis County, they came up with it first. It was IMAP, the guy had it. So what did I do? I drove over to Pine Ellis County, and I started using it there. I was using this to buy shopping centers at the time. It was an awesome tool, and thank God it's available now. But that makes it hard to do something that other people aren't doing. So what you need is you need to train your eye and go with somebody that can help you look. So I would drive by, and I would say, see that big office building over there with the big parking lot? Maybe we buy the office building. We build structured parking on the parking lot for the building and for our apartments. Bingo, now we have an apartment building. I'm not sure how affordable that deal would be, by the way, Wanda, but I'm trying. Then another thing I did was say, hey, look at all these 1, 2, 3-story deals here. Why aren't there high-rises here? You know, but you also got to know what's going on. The reason there was no high-rises there is because they had poor structural soil, and it would cost too much back in the day to build a high-rise there. But that's back in the day. Here I go, ruining all the housing now, Wanda. But now in today's world, you got higher prices that people will pay for these close-in locations. So you buy the businesses, they're cash-flowing land banks. When you're ready, you knock down the business or you build over them and you go. In fact, what you're seeing today, I just drove up Federal Highway, US 1. My gosh, I'm dated. It's Biscayne Boulevard. I'm losing my mind. And at 125th Street, I saw a great example of a retrofit. You had a really old office building that's in a great location. You know, people are not going to want to travel from 125th Street or Bal Harbour as much anymore, so they want to be in that office building. And they're putting, you know, shallow bay retail in front of it because the area needs retail. Now, that's great, but I seriously don't think people are getting out of their cars to walk there yet. So, as my mom says, yes, Mom, it's my fault. Traffic is increasing. Also, another way I find deals is I call everybody I know all the time. I say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? How's the family? Got anything I can sell, buy, or finance? This is what I'm looking for. Do you have it? Do you have a friend that has it? Do you have a friend of a friend that has it? Sounds like I'm doing a Facebook ad? Yeah, but that's why I titled this segment, What's Old is New. You still got to talk to people. You still got to go out. Some of the best things I've done is I just go out to lunch alone at a place where I know everybody's going to go to lunch, and I have collisions at the lunch, and people tell me what their ideas are. I was waiting for the call. This is a great way to find deals. I was talking to Wanda about the affordable housing crisis before the show today, and I got an email. The email was from a young person that I had mentored many years ago, and they said, Jim, look, I just opened up my office. Come visit. And oh, by the way, I happen to have an off-market transaction. The minute he tells me that, it's not off the market, it's on the market. And I will call it a lightly marketed transaction in a great location that nobody knows about for 400 units. By the way, if you want to see that deal, you call me at 305-773-6300. I'm not saying anything more about it on the show. But that's the way it happens. You have a good reputation. You put it out there, you're kind to people, you help people, it comes back like a boomerang. Maybe not that fast, but it comes back. And I can guarantee you the young man that was in the car with me that day that I was giving, I went back, he had everything computerized, it was on his list. He said, Jim, when are you coming back? I want to do another street. I love that guy.
Street walkers.
No, they're street drivers. Not street drivers.
That's okay.
What we are. That's what we are. Another way is to just block and tackle. Call all the leads, call the people, call the brokers that you know. I guarantee you that the brokers are only showing you half of the deals that they know. My favorite line in the business as an acquisitions guy, get your pencil ready because this is the money-making thing of the whole day. The broker is my customer. I want the person that's got the deals to be my friend. I want them to know that I'm out there to make them money. I want to help them close. And a lot of times, maybe they need some creative financing that I can bring to the table, or maybe they're not able to get through the spam filter or some of the big companies or the big companies, you know, they got a whole big pipeline. They're trying to finish it. They don't believe that there's a project that they can make the numbers work on because they've tried 100 times in the last 3 months and they haven't been able to find a deal. I'm telling you, they're out there. And what you've got to do is you've got to go and you've got to block, you've got to tackle, you've got to. Last week we had the lady on about fear. You got to fight the fear. You say, what's that? What's fighting the fear? When I want to buy a piece of property and there's a business on there, I will look it up. I will find out who owns everything around them. Then I will go in and I will talk to the business person. I'll bring my resume. I'll tell them how I've sold property that they've developed thousands of units on, millions of square feet. I'm the man. And I want them to feel that I'm the man because everybody wants to do business with who?
Jim Fried.
Well, the man. Yeah, but me too. Yes, thank you, Wanda. Your $5 is in the mail.
Thank you.
Okay. And so the reality is that if you get out there and you meet the right people and create the best collisions, this is another great way. I go to the events. And yes, I've worked myself up to where I'm a speaker, but I met one of my best family offices when I was moderating a speech, and one of the speakers, a very well-known person, very well-respected, mentioned that he liked doing business with me. And this family office was in the back. I'd never met the young people. They had just formed the family office. They came up to me, and we're talking deals. We're talking to people like my friends at Metronomic. High five to the Metronomic guys. I must have mentioned them 1,000 times today. There you go. You gave them the five. And so you join. Here are some of the places. CCIM, great place to find people that have deals. The CCIMs have been on the show, been sponsors of the show. I love them. Why? Because these are people that go out and make it happen. When you listen to the end of the show, I say, now go out there and make it happen. The CCIMs do. And a lot of them have what you call pocket listings, things that they know about that they can't get under control. So they're only going to tell you if they trust you. So what do you got to do? You got to earn their trust. You got to have the reputation to be trustful. You got to go out there. You got to treat them like gold. Again, I'll say it again. Get the pencil out. The broker is my customer. That's right. And also the property owner. I want the property owner to feel good, to understand why they should take cash and not put their money in the deal. That's a topic for another day. And then the final thing that I do is I just go to meetings. And then in the meeting, I ask everybody, do you have, this is what I want, this is what I need, how can I help you? It goes back to when I was selling pots and pans. And I would say to people, you like nice things, don't you? Well, people like to be treated nicely, don't you?
Yeah.
So, well, I work hard to carve out my little niche in the industry, which is that I know a lot of people and I can help you get your deal capitalized. And I do it in a way with a tone and feel that I believe is in step with today's approach, today's feel in business. You can be a tough business person, but you've got to be an open one. You've got to be caring, and you've got to realize that you have to create, in my opinion, the ecosystem. I hate that word. You got to create an environment around you where people feel comfortable about doing things. Because the person that owns the land or that owns the property that you want to buy, for the most part, unless it's an institution, it may be the only thing they own. It may be the biggest asset in their family portfolio. So you have to treat that person with respect and their real estate with respect, because that's the way they feel. And you hear Bruce on here, Brewster Kell, talking about it. I talk about it. It's all about them. When I say the broker is my customer, and I've been saying that for 30 years, Bruce, you didn't teach me that one. The broker is my customer. I was one of the first people that was using the online internet stuff. I did all that. Listed properties, was a first mover on all that. But it all comes down to the relationships you build and the way you maintain them. And if you can see the future. You see, I can drive down the street and I can see the future. That's perhaps my biggest skill. It's one that's earned and learned over time. And you get that skill by driving around in the car with other people who've done it and by being able to think about the future. You heard Ali, our first guest, talking about how you got to be able to buy properties before growth gets there. I have a friend that did that. His name's Dave Lombardi. He bought property in Wynwood before Wynwood, I think, even had a name. Now Dave is what I would consider the mayor of Wynwood. He and his family are very incredible investors because they were first movers in Wynwood. Great example of creating a portfolio of acquisitions. Also, the Goldman family did that in Wynwood. Moish Mena did that in Wynwood. There's other people that did it after Dave did it. But that's an example of how you find property, how you find real estate, how I do it. Next week, we'll figure out another topic that we can talk about that can help you make money and improve your business. If you have an idea, you can send me an email. You can send it to jim@freedonbusiness.com. And if I like it, I'll talk about it and we'll have a great time together and we'll make money for each other and all of the people we know. Now stick with us because the next part of the show is going to warm your heart. We're going to talk about Vivian, my little lady. The body parts inside her are still introducing themselves, but we've had nothing but magic. I just love that girl. And you're going to hear it right after this. Wanda, all yours.